Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Another day, another accuser. This time, Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o is telling her harrowing Harvey Weinstein story. You know, Lupita is best known for her Oscar-winning performance in her first ever feature film, 12 Years a Slave. Honey, she has penned a New York Times op-ed piece revealing her extended harassment at the hands of Weinstein, from the interest he showed her as an acting student in 2011 to his veiled threats at her final refusal of him. Now, this disgusting predator invited Lupita to his home to watch movies with his family. Lupita says Harvey then lured her to his bedroom and said he needed a massage and proceeded to remove his pants. Obviously in panic, the young actress realized he wasn't joking and offered to give him a massage instead, only to remain physically in control, to know exactly where his hands were at all times, she says, while formulating an escape route. Well, she articulates the confusion around the boundaries and powerful pressures at the heart of so many of Weinstein's victims. And you know what? I've got to tell you, the mood has changed here in Hollywood between men and women. But at the end of the day, we have got to figure out how to train men of all ages that no means no. And yesterday, I was over at 14 Karats in Beverly Hills because, you know, they always supply my bling jewels for award season. So, who pulls up in a $100,000-plus ride with his posse? Tyga. I did ask him what he was planning on purchasing. He just gave me a coy smile. But I can guess it isn't for his ex-baby mama, Blac Chyna, who, by the way, is currently suing the entire Kardashian clan, including ex-fiancé Rob, Kim, Khloe, Kourtney, Kris Jenner, Kendall Jenner, and Kylie Jenner. Well, Chyna's lawyer is, of course, Lisa Bloom. She told US Weekly that the Kardashians decided to start a war by trashing her client online, and so it's on. She claims that the cancellation of season 2 of Chyna's reality show, Rob and Chyna, can be blamed on the reality family, which led to the ex-stripper losing out on income, endorsements, deals, appearances, fees, and promotion of her products. The lawyer says that's how reality shows can be lucrative, and noted the Kardashian clan is certainly aware of that because they've exploited the economic benefits of reality TV better than anybody. Well, you know what? I'm thinking maybe the volatile breakup of Blac and Rob caused the end of the TV show. What do I know? In any case, I also think Blac is about to get paid. And on Sunday, check out TV One's Unsung. I'm featured in the hour-long series talking about the TV show The Jeffersons. You don't want to miss it. Check your listings. TV One on Sunday, Unsung. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN.com.